Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
Do you remember that list that we did? We do this one from time to time that comes out. The secrets in restaurants that waiters don't ever tell you.
Yes.
And every time it grosses us out. And we promise we're never going to do it again. New list came out today.
It's like the one that made you never order ice in a restaurant. Like, yeah. Don't you ever get ice and you only drink bottled water?
That could be on that list. Yeah, but this is the one that last time we had it, we discovered that the well drink, cauldron thing.
Yeah. Right. And then even in like Jeff, who used to work in a restaurant, told us about his experience about having to the little containers with the ketchup. And then you scooped it and recycled it.
Yeah, I did. I fed it to a baby bird. It was the little ramekin things, the little tiny ceramic bowls, because this is a fancy restaurant.
Yes.
So you didn't get your ketchup in a squeeze bottle or a packet. You got a little tiny bowl of ketchup to dip your fries into.
Much fancier.
Yeah, what you didn't know, and mayonnaise and mustard and all those sandwich toppings, what you didn't know is that Jeff's job was to use a tiny little spatula and scrape it out, and then pull out French fry parts or
hair,
Band-Aid, whatever. And it went into a big tank, and then that's
gross.
What went out the next night.
It's so messed up.
I didn't know any better. I was making $4.75 an hour, man.
You were rich.
The best busboy that restaurant ever had. JT's in. What's up?
30 secrets your waiter will never tell you. We won't go through all 30, but we got a couple of good ones for you. Waiters are not allowed to tell customers about a dish that they don't like. So if you ask a server how something is and she says it's one of our most popular dishes, that's the key phrase for you. It's one of our most popular dishes, because she can't say, if she doesn't like it, she can't say, quite honestly, it's not for me. Although from time to time I have had a waiter do that.
A server do that. I usually do the comparison.
And I appreciate that.
Oh, that they don't?
Yes.
Well, I usually do the comparison. Where I say, okay, well, I'm debating between the shrimp and the steak. Which do you recommend?
And then if she says, the shrimp is our more popular, that means she hates the other one.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So that's the key phrase. This one's really good for this time of year. On Christmas Day, when people ask why I'm there, I might say my sister's been in the hospital or my brother's off to war, so we're celebrating when he gets back. And then the tips come in.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Way just more. Bad karma, though.
You could do it with anyway. It's like strippers saying they're students. Oh, you are? Okay.
Putting myself through med school.
Yeah. They're really not.
You're a student? Okay, I'll give you more money.
If you make a big fuss about sending your soup back because it's not hot enough, this is specific to soup here. We like to take your spoon and run it under really hot water. So when you put the hot spoon in your mouth, you're going to get the impression, often the very painful impression, that your soup is indeed hot. But it's really just your very first bite.
Oh, that's funny.
Your first sip.
I don't believe that.
I didn't make
it up. Like, that seems like too much work.
No, it makes perfect sense. Like, rather than have to put it back in the microwave for a minute, run it under hot water for 10 seconds. It's back.
That is funny.
I'm
always afraid to send something back. I usually just suck it up. Like, I just don't want to, because I do feel like I'm being rude if I say, you got to take this back, because, you know, unless the order is completely wrong. You know, unless I ordered, you know, chicken and you gave me beef, I won't send it back.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm at a place now where if you're spending, you know, a good amount of money on food, get it right.
Do you ever question whether or not you screwed up the order?
Yes.
Yeah. Like the food comes and you look at it and it's the blue cheeseburger, but you ordered the something else. And
sometimes,
like,
I'll just eat the blue cheeseburger.
Yeah, because I'm in my mind, I'm convinced that I was distracted.
I'll tell you what I did one night. I totally sold my wife Stacy out, and I don't even know if to this day she knows that I did this. We were at a Mexican restaurant, and we were in Charleston, and she ordered a certain type of taco, and the waiter brought the taco that she wanted. And when it got to her plate, she thought she had ordered a different kind of taco. And she sort of made a big stink about it. No, 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 no. That's not what I ordered. And he said, yeah, this is what you ordered. And I knew the waiter was right. And I let it go. I totally let it go. So she got a new taco. She leaves the restaurant. And then on my way out, I pulled the waiter aside. And I just went, and I said, I just want to let you know, man, you got that right.
You did.
Did you give him a bigger tip?
An extra tip?
I gave an extra tip, too.
Is she one of those people? Because we were out to eat with somebody once where it was a similar situation. We heard the person say fries. And when the food arrived, there were fries on it. And the girl insisted she said rice, but was so belligerent with the waiter where you're almost like
you kind of didn't want to be.
So you kind of brace, you know, you're like, whatever. And you let the two, she and him, hash it out. And he's like, I'm really sorry. I'll bring you the rice. But you said fries. She goes, I said rice. Rice sounds like fries. Maybe you got a better hearing.
Customer's always right.
Bad, right? So he goes and gets him, and it was no big deal. And then afterwards, we all talked, and we're like, she ordered rice, right? Or what? You know, got it. Like the waiter was right, and we all agreed afterwards, and felt bad. We didn't go back in though. It was a good move.
Joanna here, plenty of experience in this area.
I'm really hoping you can hear the voices, Kaiser. I just want to tell you, it was going back to the spoon thing with liquor. If a customer brings back a drink and they say it's not strong enough, you pour a little bit of liquor into their straw. So that they think it's a stronger drink, but it's not. It's just that initial sip is stronger than the rest of
That's
it.
That's funny.
Never even thought of that.
You will never know where I work.
Really?
Smart.
Yeah. Never thought of that.
That's actually, I don't think that's a complaint thing. Like, I know a lot of bartenders who do that, hit the straw of the drink with something so that it always appears
like
to be.
Yep. Wow.
Here's one about the smoothie you might be ordering. A lot of restaurants use half and half. So if you think that you're ordering this healthy strawberry banana smoothie, it's really filled with all sorts of fats. Half and half.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One restaurant.
It tastes so good.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's why you keep going back. Yeah. Why can't I lose this weight? I'm just eating nothing but smoothies all day. One place has their salads pre-made 3 days ahead of time.
Ew,
you think you're getting something fresh
gross.
And you're not.
Do you remember the waitress in LA who said that the Olsen twins used to come in and get the non-fat latte, caramel, frappo, whatever? And she just thought they were too skinny, so she made it with full cream.
Oh, that's really?
Yeah, didn't even use whole milk. She used like the full cream they used to make the whipping cream in there.
She was trying to do good. She was trying to help them.
I've been on this treadmill for days. I can't lose weight. I'm going to get a coffee.
And one manager says that if you're interested to know how clean it is in the kitchen, then go to the restroom because it's a pretty good mirror image right there. If it's clean in the restroom, you're clean in the kitchen.
Oh, I will judge, and we've talked about this before, I will definitely judge any place, restaurant, gas, it doesn't matter what it is. If your bathroom is nasty, I will never go back.
Yeah. Indeed.
It was the very first thing my dad said to me when I got into the Flying Biscuit. Keep your bathrooms clean.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he was talking about my house. He wasn't even talking about the restroom.
Hey, The Bird Show. Moro Casino.
America's Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.